Y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn an ISO show. If you don't know now, you know. We back at it, y'all. Philadelphia's finest. Listen, Philadelphia's top-ranked podcast. Not only that, we the best podcast, fastest-growing podcast in the world, y'all. We thank y'all for being here, man. You know what I'm saying? We ask that you like, rate, review, share, subscribe. You know what I mean? All of those good things. And to our audio listeners, yes. Moving forward, you will be able to be a part of the live shows. Not live. Your end is going to be the pre-recorded, but you will be able to take part in the recordings, you know what I'm saying, as well on the audio end. You know what I'm saying? You will have to go to our YouTube, subscribe on the YouTube, click the notification bell, and pray that you get the notification once we go live, because we randomly go live. You know what I mean? There's no rhyme or reason for why we do it, but we just do it. Let's get into the pod the way we normally get into the pod, man. How was your week? How was your weekend?
Weekend was lovely, man. Everything was beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Everything going good, man. Thank y'all for support. You know what I mean? Y'all been getting just overall. With everything we do, now especially the audio, like you said, man, please subscribe, you know what I mean? Wherever you listen to us at, whether it's audio, video, both, subscribe to both. Now we need y'all subscribe.
Yes.
Y'all have been doing that, you know what I mean? Y'all have been supporting us. Like I said, you know what I mean? When y'all go live, y'all do watch the lives. A lot of y'all watch them as it happened, but then a lot of y'all, when it's done, you know what I mean? Even more people watch them after. So, like I said, man, you know, y'all know the games that's being played, so everybody don't always get the notifications or whatever, but y'all do support, you know what I mean? If y'all don't watch it when it go live, y'all watch it, you know what I mean, sometime after, and we do appreciate that.
Right.
Like I said, man, I can't complain, man. Y'all showing us all the love in the world, man.
Right,
so
definitely.
I appreciate that.
Definitely, man. You know, as ISO always says, man, you know what I mean? We ask and hope that you guys, you know, listen to us on a major. Spotify is a major, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, so listen to us on Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Even though our numbers are doing tremendous, Spotify is a major. You know what I'm saying? So listen to us on Spotify. Apple numbers is doing great. You know what I'm saying? But listen to us on Spotify as well. And if you listen on Spotify, you have the blessing of getting the video as well. Spotify has the video. So even if you ain't into YouTube, because a lot of people just not into YouTube. If you ain't into the YouTube thing, Spotify does give you the luxury of getting the video as well as the audio. You know what I'm saying? But without further ado, man, let's get into this episode. As you can see, the sign today is IMO, in my opinion. And today we are talking about no other but the controversial Charleston White. You know what I'm saying? You a little thing that they wrote on my man bio here. Charleston White is an American YouTuber, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, and social media influencer. He is known for making disparaging comments about other fellow rappers in the hip-hop community. He gained headlines earlier for his controversy with rapper Soulja Boy. You know what I mean? He has then, you know what I mean, as we know, moved forward and spoke on a lot of other, you know what I mean, entertainers, not just rappers, entertainers, the culture alone, you know what I'm saying? The bio is kind of weird. It's just weird how they worded it, because they got him here as a motivational speaker and a social media influencer, but then also says that he's making disparaging comments. You know what I mean? So it is what
says about
fellow rappers.
Yeah. Some thrown together bullshit.
Yeah, that's what right. I'm saying. Like,
they,
yeah.
You, I guess they like, yo, we
take that for whatever you want to take that for. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Charleston White is a big figure within not just the podcast space, but within the media space with everything that he does. You know what I'm saying? I think.
I mean, he could be described as a motivational speaker. You know what I mean? Because he's motivating people to want to put hands on him.
Okay. I'm about to say, all right, I got you.
That might count.
If it is, you know what I mean?
You're motivating them one way or the other.
I feel you. You know what I mean? Because you. It's a lack of consistency. If we're going to say you're motivational, don't get me wrong. There's some videos I watch with Charleston, I'm like, yo, he making sense. Mm-hmm. And then some of them, you be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so, you know what I mean? The consistency, as far as within, you know what I mean, with the speech, I guess it just go and come as the day go and come for him. Mm. You know what I mean? Right now, he is... I'm not gonna say he's detrimental. I'm gonna say he's detrimental within the space that we in, because we have so many influence young people. You know what I mean? They just easily influence. We already talked about this when you talked about the red pill, blue pill thing. We talked about this when we talked about, you know what I mean, when a man asks a woman, what do you bring to the table? You know what I mean? So he's another influencing character that if you, you know what I mean, easily sway, he can influence you in the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? I do understand the message that he speaks sometimes because he feels as though if I come to you with the Martin Luther King speech, I wouldn't be able to get on these platforms that I'm getting on. You know what I mean? So I got to come to you with the same message that they getting by with. You know what I'm saying? If the rap music is coming by and it's talking about something, we done killed this person and we smoking this and we doing that, my message got to be as brass and as harsh as that. That's how we feel. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, man, this episode came about because a lot of people say to me, now I mean, ask me, now I mean, what's my thoughts on him? So I said, man, let's just go on. Let me go and get it out the way because, I don't plan on talking about him too much. You know what I mean, really don't talk about him too much on his, on our platform. We just don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured, you know what I mean, since people always want to know like what's my opinion of him. You know I mean, we just gonna go ahead and do it. You know what I mean, go and get it out the way. But don't expect us to be constantly talking about him and all this and that. We really don't do that too much, you know what I mean? We say what we say about whatever going on or whatever, and we kind of, like, try to move on.
Right.
So, and that's why I purposely kind of did it at a time when he's not, like, the center of attention or the main thing going on in right. The whole algorithm right now, you know what I mean? That's why I purposely did it like that. Yeah, it's just, what you said was, like, you can listen to him. And sometimes he's making perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand where he's coming from. And there's other times I'm like, the hell is he talking? Yeah, why would you say this or say that?
Right.
Which made me think, all right, first of all, I understand nobody's perfect. I get that. But it's like, I don't know if he does that on purpose because he makes feel like, well, I gotta be erratic and it gotta be exciting and gotta go. I don't know if he think about, you know, maybe you have to go for shock value.
I think he does.
So
yeah,
the whole I gotta go for shock value. So I always stay like, I don't stay exciting so people wanna, I guess, listen to me or wanna talk to me
mm-hmm.
because do I think that he's 100%. Some of the thing, the way he think and all that, some of the stuff that he say, is that his train of thought about some of them things? I don't think so. I think that he may have in his mind that I got to say some stuff that's ridiculous or outlandish so people will want to continue to talk to me or continue, you know what I mean? To continue to care about whatever I got to say.
Right.
Like you said, man, if everything you said just makes sense, it wouldn't be entertaining to people. People want to be entertained.
Yeah.
Like people want to be entertained. And if you said, I mean, if you talk sense all the time, he may feel like if I talk sense all the time, people may not stop caring.
Right.
You know what I mean? Might feel like he gotta be controversial constantly. You know, that's why some of the times I'm listening to him, I'm like, I agree with what he's saying. There's other times I'm sitting there thinking like, why would he say that? You know what I mean? What's his train of thought behind some of this stuff?
Right.
But then I also sit back and think, is that really the truth of how he feel? Or he just got to, or he keep in mind that, let me say something crazy and outlandish. You see what I'm,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I just be thinking like that. That
we spoke on how fame is a very dangerous drug. You know what I mean? And some people, a lot of these people that got the cameras in front of their face probably never fathomed that they would be at certain heights that they reach because of the crazy stuff that they say. So if you fall in love with that, you have to maintain that level of crazy for you to maintain that, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That high that you get out of doing that. Because I mean, it seemed like at times when we don't hear from him, it's something that's just out of the blue. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Out of the blue, he go wild. You know what I'm saying? There was a time where he spoke on, well, the most recent thing that I can recall is when he spoke on, you know what I mean, the Million Hour Worth of Game host Killer the Kid's son. Mm-hmm. That was like the, but it came out of nowhere. But it could have been a time when he was like, let me just say something because my name ain't being brought up no more. So I have to do this. So you know what I mean? Like at times, that's where it goes.
Hmm. Yeah. I wasn't feeling that. Know what I mean? Like most people, I ain't like that, and I wasn't feeling that at all.
I don't even feel. Listen, he was on the joint talking about F. Dion.
Yeah. He said a lot of stuff that I feel like it is like for the sake of controversy and all that. But that whole thing, man, that kind of like, you felt like it was just a boundary that you shouldn't have crossed.
True.
You understand what I'm saying? I don't give a damn what your reason is. I don't care what your whole explanation is. It just didn't make no sense to say.
True.
It didn't make no sense to say. But that make me feel like, it's a point where you feel like, well, I got to up what I'm saying so people can continue to care about what I have to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that made zero sense to me.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere. I don't know where that came from. I'm just like, all right, wow, that's wild. You know what I mean, a man that has kids himself, that's wild. Like, you went on a tangent, I didn't understand it. But one thing I learned from Floyd Mayweather always said, it's people that's going to love me, it's people that's going to hate me. But on both sides, you're going to watch me. And that's the stance that I feel like he made. If you love me, if you hate me, you're going to watch me regardless. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the stance that he take and he wrote with it. And the crazy thing about it is that he right. Because they watch him. They watch him. You know what I mean? You watch it if you don't like what he's going to do. You watch it if you love what he's going to do. And you go, but you're going to watch him, though.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that's like, that's why I kind of like, I don't click on everything.
I feel you.
But at the same time, you can't escape it, especially when you say something crazy and then everybody replays it and reposts it. Mm-hmm. So eventually it slides across your timeline. Now, I mean, you might see a clip or something like that. So eventually I see something, even though I don't sit down and watch the whole interview with him. Know what I'm saying? I don't even do that.
Right.
Like I said, sometimes you may, something may slip through, and I may see something that makes complete sense, and I say, all right. Now, I mean, I know he's intelligent, some type of intelligence.
No doubt.
Then there's times where I'll be saying, so I'll be like, yo, where is this coming from, bro?
Right.
Know what I mean? Where is this coming from? Like I said, I mean, nobody's perfect, but I just feel like he's... I can't say I don't like him. I don't know him. I just don't like the fact that it seems like, all right. But a lot of people do this. Know what I mean? I feel. I gotta do what I gotta do to stick around.
Yeah.
So even if it sounds ignorant and disrespectful as hell to me, that's what I feel like. Even with that, it's boundaries.
I feel you.
You know what I mean? I just feel like he crossed boundaries. He ain't the only person that probably say something that he feel like is, I got to say something for shock value. But it's certain boundaries you don't cross.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you got it in your mind that you might need to say something controversial so, you know, all eyes will be on you, back on you, and everybody want to run to call you to talk to you again or interview you again, it's even with that, it's certain boundaries you don't cross.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And then my whole thing is the whole talk crazy. And then, of course, some of these people is going to get offended and they may step to you and say something to you.
Oh, yeah.
So you can't look at them and act like they ain't got no right to be, people don't got no right to be offended.
Right.
Because sometimes when I hear them talk, it's like, I don't try to make it seem like he don't understand or why, or no, you just talk crazy about somebody or somebody that somebody cared about or somebody that might have people that passed away, because he got a habit of doing that.
Right.
From back when he was talking about Nipsey Hussle.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But, you know, people was upset about that.
Right.
About the way he was talking about it. Like, even if, not, not me, and you trying to rationalize it, but, it's, and I mean, you could put something out without being, like, disrespectful, crossing boundaries. With me, just like, he just crossed boundaries.
True.
That's what it sounded like, it feel like to me. He just crossed boundaries that you shouldn't cross.
Right. Right.
But like I said, I don't know. He might feel like he under pressure to have to constantly say something to stick around.
Right. Listen, man, you start to live a certain lifestyle, you got to maintain that lifestyle. Hmm. That lifestyle has to be maintained. It has to be a certain level of common sense that comes into play, because I can pretty much already hear, you know what I'm saying, the young people that listen to the podcast, because if you think about it, right, on the Superstars and Superbars episode, the conversation was, yeah, I mean, don't get locked into being like this purist. You got to do what you got to do to pay the bills. You know what I mean? But it got to be a level of common sense that come into play, because on this aspect, we telling you don't do the easiest thing to pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep some type of integrity while you move in certain spaces. This media space, you have to have a certain type of integrity. It ain't just the same logic don't apply from that to this. You know what I mean? Because for all that, we could have hopped on these mics and started talking crazy about people that we don't know. Because that would have sold. That would have went crazy. Now, you could just talk about anybody and don't know nothing about them. We just here talking crazy in the room. Yo, you, they're in an ISO. We could have been number one like that. But there has to be a level of integrity that you carry moving forward. You know what I'm saying? That places you in the places that you have to be. You have to just trust the process. Some people don't trust the process. They want to get to XYZ as fast as possible, and by me just talking outlandish, you know what I'm saying, and talking crazy, that's going to draw that, that's going to garner that the attention. So, you know what I mean? That's where certain people at. Like you said, he not the only one. That's where certain people are at. They just want to be as controversial as possible because they know that's going to be the fastest way for me to draw views, the fastest way for me to grow this channel. You know what I mean? But the thing about it, you got to continue that. And like you said, you could be talking about somebody thinking that this person ain't worrying about me. I didn't say their name. But they might not be worrying about you, but they can have family members that is. Now you outside, somebody run up on you, you don't even know what it is because I don't recognize you as cousin such and such. But I done talked about, you know what I mean, your nephew or something. I done talked about your cousin, your uncle. I don't know you. I talked about them and you run up on me. So there is a level of danger. You just can't do what you want and think you're gonna profit off of it. You know what I mean? I'm profiting off of defaming people's names, true or false, and I'm going to move however I want to move as I do it. You can't do that, man. Mm. You can't do that. It has to be a level of integrity that you carry within this space. Mm. This microphone is dangerous, yo. I ain't going to front. When we first got on this joint, even to now, I still have to, you know what I mean, maintain an understanding of you can't be as reckless as when you just... If we just out eating, me and ISO out eating, or me and ISO at the barbershop, you can't be reckless on this microphone because this shit go out and people gonna hear it and you don't know who, like I tell you all the time, you don't know who really hang on every word that you say. There's some people out here that just dying to hear what you think about certain things. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just come on here and say whatever you want and just think like, yeah, I just did another episode like that and we just gonna sit back and wait for the profits. You could be damaging somebody. There's kids out here that listen to you. You don't know how they move and shit. So, like I say, even now to this point, I have to be mindful. You have to be careful how you talking to this microphone. You know what I mean? You can't just come out here laughing and joking like we just out chilling on the block or we out at the barbershop. This shit is not like that. You know what I'm saying? This shit is dangerous. So you have to be mindful of that. And some people don't have that money. They don't have that wherewithal. To them, everything is profit. That's the dangerous thing about this shit. Some people don't care about how talking into this microphone may affect somebody else that's listening. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Or they do, and that just go out the window because, like you said, some people feel like the ends justify the means.
Right, right, you right, yeah.
Some people might feel like the ends justify the means.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially if you don't know these people's backgrounds, what a lot of them went through in life, they struggles, they hardships, they may feel like, man, especially with this internet.
Right.
This may people, some people may feel like this is the only way that I, this is the only chance I got to make any type of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be looking at people who making money and feel like, yo, I got to do whatever I got to do.
Yep.
Because you can't tell me there's people out here that don't think like that by some of the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
These people will jump on here and do, man, listen, stunts, pranks, reality shows,
yeah,
say whatever crazy nonsense on somebody's platform, hoping it go viral. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So you can't tell me this how some people was like, listen, I'm by any means necessary. That's right. How some, it gotta be how some of these people thinking about some of the stuff they be saying and doing.
Right.
It gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you can't tell me it's not when some of these people, man, I listen, man. I'm seeing some of these, you know, no. Everybody out there probably come across these videos and all that. And these people just being in the damn store doing a bunch of damn nonsense.
Right.
Walking through 10 goddamn stores up to be doing, to do pranks.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Right.
Throwing stuff around or trying to steal. Man, I seen one where the guy walked up to this couple and told them that they won something free or something like that. Mm. But really, this wasn't paid for. So when they walked out the store with it thinking it was free, they, now I mean, John go off, security swarming on them. I'm right. Like, what is funny about that?
Yeah.
That you, some unsuspecting person that think that you work here or whatever, and you just gave them something free, but it's, yo, yeah. What's, yo, you know what I mean? And then record it. Like, what can you probably think is funny about that?
That's where we get.
What do you think you about to get out of that?
That's where we get. And the sad thing about it is that there's an audience for that.
Yeah, like.
You know what I'm saying? There's an audience for that.
Yeah, because people out here playing, just like the video, people out here playing, and a person don't know you playing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And got popped.
Right.
Man, don't know that you playing.
Right.
You playing.
Right.
He's supposed to know it's a damn prank. You running up, now you running up on him all, you know what I mean, aggressive and all that.
Yeah.
Man, don't know that you playing.
Right.
He gonna defend himself.
Right.
I mean, you get popped because you want to play. People doing whatever they got to do. You know what I mean? To feel like, okay, the ends justify the means. The ends justify the means. You got people on here lining up to go do whatever, reality shows, just be on anybody platform talking crazy. Yeah, I done had sex with the whole damn basketball team.
Right.
And then, you know, then I did this with a teacher for a good grade. And I did just saying a bunch of stuff, which when I'm sitting here watching some of this stuff, I'll be thinking like, some of this stuff may not even be true, but some of these people, these chicks feel like they have to say something crazy for it to go viral.
Right.
So even if it, I mean, if so either way it's crazy. If it's true, it's crazy. Cause you just said you just asked this for the whole goddamn football team.
Right.
Or you just sucked up the whole basketball team. So that's crazy.
Right.
And then if it is a damn lie, that's crazy because you lied because you wanted the attention that bad that you lied.
Yep.
And said something that crazy. So either way is crazy.
Yep.
But that right there is like some of the stuff people be doing, man. When I be watching some of these videos, I be thinking like people want to be fame at any cost.
Yeah.
Any cost. I want to be famous, good or bad. We just going to steal cars.
Right.
Just joyride them and just recording ourselves. You do know you recording yourself stealing the car, right?
Yeah.
You recording yourself breaking into the car and driving around joyriding the car.
Yeah.
Y'all recording it y'all damn self.
Yeah.
Y'all recording your own crime. and then putting it on the damn internet.
Right.
So you need fame that bad that we're going to record our own crime. That make any damn sense? Does that make any sense? It's like you had people with this damn, this whole, back when they was talking about the whole switches they was put on the guns.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody wanted to show that they had switch on a gun. Who are you showing that to? You showing this to all the people that ain't going to give a damn when your ass go to jail.
Right.
So these are the people you need attention from. People that's not going to give a damn when your ass is sitting in jail for that.
Right.
But some people just, yo, it just, yo, man, it's just crazy, man. It's kind of scary to me, man. How, like, some people would do anything for it. And anything to be famous, anything for likes. And just, and that just make me, because some of the stuff I be hearing, man, especially when I be hearing what come out of the mouths of some of these women on some of these platforms.
Right.
Like, even if that was true, why would you come on there and admit that? You feel like you having a viral moment may help you to the, so never mind people, if I'm going to sit here and admit that I had sex with some old crazy ass story, you know what I mean, that I heard. Some chick went to a damn, went to like one of these orgy parties or whatever like that, and slept with a whole gang of dudes.
Mm. You
know what I'm saying? Something like that. I got the story on my phone. Some of y'all may know what I'm talking about. And she just went, and she has sex with a whole bunch of dudes. You know, that's how some of them joints are. Like we said, we don't shame nobody for what they do. You know what I mean, their sex life, but. She said she never went to something like that, and she did, but I think she said she was in a relationship, but she went and had sex with, like, was it something like 100 different dudes
in one night?
It's something like that, like I guess, because she may not even knew count, because if y'all high and y'all drunk, you just doing whatever.
Right.
Are you really keeping count of how many people was probably,
right,
everybody just, you just somewhere where everybody just having sex with everybody the whole damn night.
Right.
We don't even give a damn about, probably don't even know each other names. Like I said, for people who do that, that's y'all. Me, I don't need it that bad to be doing that. That's just me. I'm not trying to put y'all down. That's just me. That is how I thought. That's why I never kind of, like, even though I got invited to that, to some of that stuff a few times in life, I was like, I'm all right.
I feel you.
I'm all right, because I just don't have that mindset.
Right.
Like I said, some people do. We're not knocking people that do, but I just don't. You know what I mean? I feel like I don't need it that bad to just be somewhere and we don't even know each other and we just doing whatever.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm to the point where I'm too grown. I'm not even just gonna get off by just walking into a room and I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? Like, your mind gotta be, I ain't gonna say, your mind gotta be in a certain type of place. You just walk into a room and all these women, you don't even know them, but you just ready to go. You already prepared for action. No, like, I'm not there. You know what I mean? I don't think that can happen for me. I need a little more. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta give me some type of conversation or something. Like, I came out the car ready for action. No, like, I feel you. I'm not on that type of time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on that type of time. Yeah, man.
Mm. But, you know, back to the whole thing about Charleston White, that's why I feel like I don't believe him 100% with some of this stuff. You know what I mean?
You mean with
some of the stuff that he say. Because I feel like he, you know what I mean? Because I'm just starting to feel like he know he got to say something controversial to keep his notoriety up.
Right.
Now, I mean, people ain't tuning in for him. Are you talking sense?
Well,
stop what they tuning him for.
I agree with you too, because the level of fame that he reached, the people that you're talking about, I'm pretty sure you can get in contact with them that you don't have to, like, spread this out for the world. Like, if you don't fuck with Dion, I'm pretty sure where you at your level, you could be like, yo, let me try to find this person, so I can get in touch with Dion, so I can tell him, like, my gripes that I have with him. You know what I mean? I don't have to let the world know, fuck Dion. Like, because what do we get out of you tell us F Dion? You know what I'm saying? Or what does the world get out of you with your gripes about Nipsey Hussle? You know what I'm saying? Or what does the world get out of you talking about the certain things that was going on in Chicago, and now you want to talk about King Von and all these other people? Like, you know what I'm saying? Where you at? You can sit down with certain people and you can hash it out with them, because you just airing it out over the internet. That ain't doing nothing for you. That ain't doing nothing for them. You know what I'm saying?
No, his mind thing is doing something for him, because more people want money to talk to me. Now, I mean, I'm getting more notoriety.
You're right.
And I can get, and I might be finagling, and I mean, get a couple of dollars and all that. And I'm going to charge for interviews or whatever. You know what I mean? So in his mind, like you say, it might be, in his mind, he may be thinking, I got to say this stuff so people can want to continue to talk to me. You think people putting a microphone up in his face? No, I mean, people ain't putting a microphone up in his face because of the positive stuff that he say.
Right, you're right.
You know what I mean?
The scary thing about that shit is that when he, like I said, everything he say, I'm not going to say that like I don't agree with. Sometimes when he on point and he talking, like, you know what I'm saying, certain times, I'm like, yo, he making sense right now. But when he go crazy, the scary thing about it is that you can go to the comments and it be a gang of motherfuckers like, yeah, he right. When he on that crazy type time, you know what I mean, on that F. Dion, he be like, yeah, F. Dion. Why are you saying F. Dion? You know what I'm saying? That's the crazy thing about the internet. You can always find a like-minded person to agree with whatever you got to say. You know what I'm saying? You can find a mass amount of people that just feel like you, but they don't even know why they feel like that. Because you ain't even give us a reason why you feel like that. You know what I'm saying? Yo, F this person and F that person and this. And then the people in the comments are like, yeah, he right. F such and such. Why do you feel like that? That's the scary thing about the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what I be thinking. Like, he may not even feel like that.
Right. I agree with you.
I just got to say something that I know is going to get the clicks. And then more people just going to want to talk to me.
Right.
So that's why I probably feel like, I'd be like, yo, I don't even, he probably don't even believe everything that he's saying. He might feel like, I got to say this to stick around.
Right.
I got to say something crazy. Because half that stuff, like you say, I'm like, yo, why even saying it? But I kind of feel like, okay, if I don't say it, nobody want to sit around and talk to me.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I say something that's all positive, anybody want to sit around and talk to me.
Dog, you said this shit before. If you listen to too many motherfuckers, they don't have no life stories to tell you about. If everything I'm telling you, it don't even involve me, I can't put myself in a story to tell you X, Y, and Z, it's always this person, that person, this person. How much value do you have to offer? You have no life stories where you can insert yourself to tell nobody. So what are you offering us? The nonsense. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to offer. So what do you do when that run out? You got to find other nonsense. That's what it is. You got to find other nonsense. You got to make up more shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the world that we live in, you always going to have something to say, and there's always going to be people behind you to follow you. So, you know what I mean? He'll have a job for a long time.
Yeah, and this, as a side note, I'm like, is he married?
Yeah. He married.
Then why he be doing them 20 verse 1 joints?
Or whatever? Because
I'm like, so I'm thinking like, yo, don't he got a woman? Didn't he show his woman on camera?
Some people, there's no such thing as bad content. Any piece of content is good content to some people.
Yeah, because that just popped in my head. I'm like,
yeah, he married?
I'm like, don't we be doing them joints? We just be having women just like.
Yeah, he was on one of them joints.
All right.
Yeah, so yo, that's what I'm saying. To some people, there's no such thing as bad content. Any content is good content. You know what I'm saying? That's how come you might look at a certain joint, you be like, damn, who put this video out? Why would this video be out? Like, for us to see. Because to some people, there's no such thing as bad content. There's no such thing as bad content. You know what I mean? If I'm a parent and I'm going to show you how I discipline my child, why do we need to see that type of shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Side note, man. That whole, you going to record yourself disciplining your child or something like that, or the ones I don't like when it's like, your child do something, and y'all and y'all like cut y'all daughter's hair.
Yeah. Why do we need to see that
why
shit?
Why do y'all do that? Now, some of y'all men that I see, all right, your son acting up, he ain't acting right. Y'all go take him to the barbershop, cut his hair off. Know what I mean? Right. Now you got the, now I mean, give a low cut season, give him a hustler.
Right.
You know what I mean? You call them Jones, old school, call them Jones hustlers.
Hell yeah.
Know what I mean? And we called it the Charles Barkley.
Yeah. yeah.
Now I understand, you feel like you ain't getting through to your son and you might try to want to scheme straight or whatever. Now I'm out discipline before he get too far going, because he can get too far going very, very fast in life. Know what I mean? So I somewhat understand that. Now I mean, trying to get through to a boy, you know what I'm saying? Before he carried them bad habits with him, know what I mean? And acting out and not caring about, because that can land him, know what I mean, in jail or early grave.
It can.
Know what I mean? So I understand why some fathers do that.
Yeah, but where the follow up at though? Like, let's say he do stop doing what he doing. Now he getting good grades. You show the videos of, yo, he aced this test?
I don't know.
Or do you just leave it at that? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to show all the bad shit.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't know if he does do that and it just don't go viral like.
Oh, you're right. No, you're right. You definitely right about that. Know. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right.
We don't know, because that ain't always the stuff that go around. I mean, some positive stuff does make it around.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You know, right.
But I personally don't like them videos when the daughter get a haircut. Yeah. Like, you just start cutting the child's hair.
Dog, that should be crazy.
You know what I mean?
That should be wild, dog. I don't be understanding them drinks at all. I don't.
Like I said, I'm not a parent, so. But I just don't like that. It just don't sit well with me.
I feel you.
Know what I mean? If I go cut my daughter's hair. Now, if I'm raising a boy, and I feel like I can't get through to him and he ain't listening, he bucking and all that. Yeah, I might do something like that to him to get through to him. You know what I mean? Because I know not correcting it, you know what I mean, what it can lead to. Because him having the attitude where I ain't got to listen to nobody. No, somebody put him in the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but the whole, oh, your daughter. Don't think I'm playing what and she did this and that. And I just cut her and you recording the video of you taking care of just cutting her hair. I'm like, I don't like those.
Right.
I don't like those. So like I said, I ain't no parents. I know some people gonna jump and say, well, why would you say if a man did that to his son, it's just how I feel. Cause I understand what it is to try to talk to some young boys and they ain't trying to hear it, but you already know they about to run off a cliff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You be feeling bad because I'm like, young, you know what I mean?
The outcome is more detrimental on the boy end than it is on the female end. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Because you can't let that set in that, you know, I don't give a damn about nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. No, you'll be in jail or be in the damn dirt.
Right.
Real quick. You know what I mean? But that whole, you just not liking your something that your daughter did or something like that, and then you cutting their head, that just bothers the hell out of me when I see those videos. I mean, like I said, I ain't a parent, but I just don't sit well with me. I don't like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, let me get back to what you're saying. I just want to talk that because that bothers the hell out of me when I see videos like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this right here, I feel like, like I said, not just him. It's people here that justify the means by any means necessary.
Right.
I'm going to get famous. I need notoriety. I need something so I can try to build off that, because I just want something. Like, whether I'm known for something good or something bad, like I said, you got people out there that just record their crimes.
Right. Right.
Record their crimes.
Yeah.
You got people out there that want notoriety so bad, they'll go out there and teach you step by step, this is how you do credit card scams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, if you're still active in doing that, why would you go and showing your face talking about it?
Because I got to get my followers up.
Okay. When you get your followers up, okay, so you're going to be telling that to your celly in jail?
Yeah.
How many followers I got?
Oh, these I'm not going to say these kids. People so silly. You could be on some shit like, yo, PPD just sent me a friend request. NYPD just sent me a friend request. LAPD just sent me a friend request. And you accept the dumb shit. I guarantee you, if somebody out there that probably do some shit like that, you think cops don't got fucking social media? They don't know what's going on? They don't follow certain motherfuckers? That's what I'm saying, man. People telling themselves, and then the first motherfucker, yo, city says got locked up. Somebody snitched on him. He snitched on himself.
Right.
Y'all let him pull a camera out.
This nigga on video with the guns in his hand showing you he got the switch on it.
Remember the joint when Charleston White was talking to the bull? He was like, yeah, you got the joint switch on? He's like, yeah, I got one. He's like, yeah, them joints illegal. Nah, I don't got one of them. I don't got one of those ones. Yeah, but yeah, man, like,
right.
To some people, yo, there's no such thing as bad content. There's no boundary that I won't go to push my content. There's no boundary. Whatever boundary that I gotta cross, whoever I gotta talk about to push my content, that's what I'm gonna do. Why do you think that certain people that do that are so strategic that they not gonna show you their family? Because it could be another motherfucker on the other end that'll do the same thing, but you ain't gonna talk about mine. I got the access to talk about yours. Mm-hmm. But you don't know what my son look like. Because that's what he said in the episode. You don't know what my son look like. You don't know that my son is trained in, how to break down a weapon, how to use a weapon. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what his wife look like. I've heard her voice, but that's all strategic. Because the tactics that I use, I don't want nobody to use against me. Mm-hmm. So you could probably hop on there and talk about me all day. But you don't know nothing about my life. That's why I be telling my daughter, like, you don't have to tell social media your whole life. Because then if somebody that you don't like want to talk about something you said, now you mad.
Mm-hmm.
But you put it out there for people to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The shit ain't just out there and you like, yo, y'all can't talk about the shit I talk about. No, they're going to talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Y'all need to mind y'all business. Well, they commented on something that you posted.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. People talking about, I might have a drinking problem. Well, you recorded a video of yourself in the goddamn ER.
Duh.
After you was drinking. And then you mad that people say you need to slow down on your drinking.
Duh.
Then get mad about it. You recorded a video of yourself in the goddamn ER after your ass was drinking.
So I'm saying.
That you fell and bust your damn head.
This is where you ever seen like somebody make a comment on somebody's post? That person don't just comment back. Before they comment back, they look through the person's stuff. And they be like, shut up with your fat ass wife.
Right.
They be like, what are they talking about? Because they done went through this person's stuff right. Just to get something to say. Dog, this is crazy, dog.
Before I say anything else about him, this is how he looks.
Yeah.
This is how his wife looks. This is how his children look. What?
Duh, that's where we at. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna say something back, but hold on, let me do my homework. What? Come on, man, it's crazy, yo. It's crazy. The internet is very dangerous because people feel like they're so protected because I'm in my room. You don't know where I'm at. I can say whatever I want.
The thing is, they don't even like say something back, right? Somebody write a paragraph. They don't even say nothing back. They just like blow up their profile picture and be like. Is this you? Like, yo. That's the comeback? Sometimes the jokes be funny, though.
Yeah, sometimes.
Some people like, yo, ain't no way you looking like that. And you calling somebody unattractive.
Sometimes they do be funny.
Just be somebody's picture, like.
But man.
Is this you?
Now that we talk so much about mental health, it's not like it's not like that being a surprise to me. Look how we talk to people. How we attack people.
Yeah, but they the same people. Yeah, you're very insensitive and you should not. What? Y'all make a joke out of any damn thing.
Anything, dog. Anything. Anything, yo. You know what I'm saying? Anything, bro. Anything, man. You know what I mean? And to the people that give him a platform, you just as guilty to the fact that as he is. Because you want to utilize it. To grow your views. Because you don't sit there and just be like on some... You don't want to have the intellectual conversation. You want to ask him, why did you do such and such? Because you want that. You want him to bring that out. Oh, I did that because like I said, I don't care nothing about such and such. F him. You want that. So you're going to ask him the questions on, why would you say what you said about Prime? He's such a good man. Because you acting, he not going to change.
Right.
Why would you ask him that? You think he going to change it? It's going to be a rebuttal? Come on, man. You doing that. You know what I'm saying? So the people that put him on your platform, you just as guilty as him. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You asking him certain questions like it's going to change then. You know what? Sitting here across from you on the couch, you right. I shouldn't talk about him like that. No. The response that you want me to give you, that's what I'm going to give you. You know what I mean? And I'm going to give you this response because not only is it good for your channel, but I need to make this good for your channel and for the next person to book me. That's what I got to do.
Yeah, but you know, it's the, like I said, he not the only one, but people been asking me forever how I feel about, you know what I mean, some of the stuff, you know what I mean, him. So, like I said, man, I ain't even going to make this joint too long because, like I said, we don't even like the, I don't like, I've been not liking everything, a lot of stuff that he said, and you know, I kind of like, I'm not one of the people that as soon as I see his name, I click on and listen to it. Majority, I don't. The only stuff, the information that I've been getting lately is whatever come across the timeline and come across the clips and stuff like that. I don't sit and watch no whole interview no more. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, I stopped doing that because I'm like, yeah, I don't want to hear, even if some of the stuff they, like I said, everything that he said that I've ever heard him say wasn't bad. Some of the stuff makes complete sense.
Right.
Perfect sense. But some of the stuff be so, just the outlandish stuff be crossing the line, especially the last stuff he said, you know what I'm saying, about Gilly's son, man. I just wasn't feeling that, man.
Yeah.
I was feeling that, you know what I mean, to the point that I was like, people keep asking me about it, you know what I mean, but I ain't going to bring you up. That's why I brought it up at a time where you don't hear about him every day right now. You know what I'm saying? He not the whole center of the algorithm.
Right, right.
So I'm like, all right, man, let's just get this episode done out of the way so people can, because people have just been forever asking me what I think about him. And I'm like, I don't want to do that at a time when, now I mean, especially about what he just said. You know what I'm saying? Now I mean, what he just said about that. Now I mean, about the man child. And so I was just like, man, I'm definitely going to say nothing. So did it after it died down a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I said, he not the only one to do this, but just, his stuff, it just be so outlandish, man. But like I said, I personally feel like he may not even feel that way about everything. He just feels like he got to do that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He feel like he got to do that to stick around.
Yeah. The only thing that I kind of like don't agree with, because now we at the point where if it's somebody that the masses don't agree with, we lump everybody together, right? So they started to do that with Charleston White, Kevin Samuels, Andrew Tate. They started to just lump them together. Now, if you don't agree with somebody, that don't necessarily mean that their content can be detrimental. You just don't agree with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? They put them all together. Like, you cannot agree with Kevin Samuels, but then his content is not detrimental to nobody. He's telling young men, you know what I mean, to work on self. You cannot agree with Andrew Tate, but his content is telling you to work on self. We can't lump them all together. Like, people just want to lump them together.
Right.
They all, you know what I mean, they're all like the same. No, they not.
Yeah.
Yeah. They nothing alike.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I never understood that whole, why people hate it, like, why people don't like Andrew Tate. I don't get it. Know what I mean? I don't get it. Know what I mean? If your main thing is telling people to get out here in the world and get what you want and don't let light life pass you by, if that's his main thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If that's, he talks about different things, but his main thing is to motivate people and tell people, man, listen, get up, get on your grind, get what you want out of life.
Right.
That is his main thing. That's his main thing. You can't say, man, get him out of here about the couple minutes that he talks about women. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because to me, that made you feel like you say, women think it's all about them. No, he might talk to women about 10 minutes out of a whole 2-hour interview. He talk about women. Most of what he says out of his mouth is to motivate men.
Yes.
Most of what he says is to motivate men. It's not, most of what he's talking about is not even about y'all.
Right.
Y'all make everything about y'all.
Yeah.
Because he says such and such. So we need to get somebody out of there. No, these guys need somebody to be influenced by. Know what I mean? know what I mean, and get some type of motivation by somebody who's telling them, listen, this is where I came from. You know what I mean? Now, I mean, I came from this same neighborhood just like y'all. Because I think they from like Detroit, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I also came from the hood. Now, I mean, worked our way out of that. Now, I mean, you could do the same thing. You just got to get out here and get on your grind.
Right.
If that is their main message, the Tate brothers, that's their main message. You got women who make it all about them. No, their whole life, they ain't talking about women.
Right.
The majority is to motivate men.
The crazy thing about that, woman that get upset about that, isn't that the type of man you want? He's telling men to be the type of man that you want. That's what I be lost, yeah. Dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Cognitive dissonance, man. Counterproductive shit.
Shit is crazy. I don't even understand it.
These men need to man up and they need to get something. Okay, so now the person, so one of the main people that's telling them to get out here and get something.
Right.
He don't like him. Get him out of here.
Right.
Get him out of here. He's trying to motivate people to do better in life.
Right. And that's what they do. They anybody in media they don't like, we just lump them all together.
Right.
Tate, Kevin Samuels, because I remember when Kevin Samuels passed away, like the shit that was going on, I'm like, well, this shit is crazy. Y'all acting like this man, I don't know what y'all thought he was trying to
right.
do.
Right.
Like, what the like this shit? Come on, this is crazy how you treat a man that he's passing.
I mean, y'all do know that y'all didn't have to call him, right?
Dog.
Y'all didn't have to watch what he said. Y'all watched what he said that didn't like it, but then tuned in.
That's wild.
Now, I mean, y'all do know that y'all didn't have to listen to it, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that is, man. But, yeah, he one of them people that. I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I just don't like it. I understand the tactic.
Right.
I just don't like it because that's personally not what I would do. I want to just let me make sure I say something, even if I don't. That's the craziest thing I can think of, even if I probably don't even believe it, just because I need to keep this going for as long as I can.
Yeah.
I need to keep this going for as long as I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because to me, I'm like, man, you got anything else like going on? Because you got a lot of damn time sitting around and doing interviews and talk crazy.
Oh, you said before, right? You said before on the joint, like about how you can go on the internet. Right now, we at the point where this is the most free information that we've ever had in our life for whatever you want to do. This, you know what I'm saying? In my belief, I be telling my kids, like, if y'all don't jump on this shit ain't going to last forever. Because if you think that the people at the top want you to catch up to them, that's not going to be a thing. So the fact that all this free information out here for you to do whatever you want to do, but we would rather spend time watching something else. We'd rather spend time, you know what I mean, if we want to be enraged, because people watch it just to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
You watch it just to leave a comment, you know what I'm saying? You could, and then you shock my, that's another thing. That's another fucking form of content within content, because now your comment get likes. You go back like, damn, I got like 1,000 likes on my comment. So now, you know what I'm saying? So
all that stuff is strategic.
Dog, you know what I'm saying? Your comment and get likes.
Right.
I'm saying? But like you said, somebody over here telling you, yo, we can do this real estate thing. You turn your life around, you know what I'm saying? In a matter,
yeah.
In a little while. We over here looking at this shit. We mad at this shit. We got so much opinion. It's going to be a point in time where they're like, yo, take that shit away. Turn all that shit over here that's letting the people that's watching it catch up to us. Turn that, or maybe they want, maybe they don't. Because in reality, the masses don't care anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're just like, look, leave it dead. They don't give a fuck if it's dead or not. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like they watching it. So, you know what I mean? It is what it is. I don't like what he do, but the fact of he reached a level is a genius to it, because he's a household name in a lot of places because of what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a genius to it. You know what I'm saying? And as much as we can sit here and talk about how we don't like it, he made it to a point, you know what I'm saying, that he probably couldn't even fathom in his head. Damn, I didn't know this was going to work like this. And now it worked. I might as well keep it up. Why stop? You know what I'm saying? So shit, as an audience, you got to get better. You got to get smarter as an audience. You know what I mean? If the audience want to stay getting fooled by the tricks, then, you know what I mean? Charleston White won't be the last person that you talk about in this type of thing. Because it's always going to be somebody that's going to try to fill the void in after him. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be somebody that's going to try to do the same thing. They're going to mimic it. That's just what it is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, I mean, like I said, man, make this joint too much longer, man. I just thought, man, I mean, I'm going to get this joint out the way since people always been forever. And I mean, ever since we ever heard of Charleston White, people would ask me what I think about him. But I said, man, you know what? Let's just get this joint out the way now at a time where I didn't want to do it at a time when, know what I mean? He all through the algorithm and all this and that, you know what I mean? And he the main thing everybody talking about. No, I didn't want to do that, you know what I mean? So right. That's why, you know, now we're going to put it out now when it's kind of like low, you know what I'm saying? And just because people just been asking me forever, you know what I mean? Yeah, what's my opinion?
It's low now. You just gave him another name to throw out in the joint.
Yeah, I might.
Who the fuck is this ISO motherfucker?
Right. You know what I mean? What I'm saying? So,
just give him another name.
Yeah.
So, have fun.
Yeah, so. So, Dan, I think about it. Yeah, you're right. I mean, not I mean, to say...
Like, have
not,
fun.
Not, I mean, not to say we the end-all, be-all, and we the expert, but you know what I mean? I understand what you're saying when you say that, man. You know what I mean? I didn't even think of that.
How it is, though, because you know what I mean? Like, I just got to move on to the next thing.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
That right there, man, we just going to wrap it up, like I said. Because for a while, you know what I mean? I ain't never even want to say his name on the platform.
I feel you.
I want to feel some of the stuff that he was talking about.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I said, some of the stuff makes sense. Some of the stuff is just, to me, just out of bounds, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
but you know, anyway, man, like I said, man, you know what I mean? It's a wrap for this one. I'd like to thank y'all for the love and support we be getting, you know what I mean? With the audio, with the video, with the lives we do, everything, man. Like I said, to my homegirl Ebony that's incarcerated right now, you know. Love you, miss you. Hopefully I'll talk to you soon. And you know, just get in contact with you. And hopefully we find out a way that we might be able to do something for you or something like that. We're trying to work that out, figure that out now. So, you know, I just try to keep your spirits up. And not, you know, get depressed and all that. And just know, you know what I mean? They love and care about you. The people out here, you know what I mean? They miss you, you know what I mean? They enjoyed the episodes we did, which I knew that they would. You know what I mean? I knew that you would be a person, like your personality and all that, that people would kind of like fall in love with you and just, you know, really just enjoy listening to you, you know what I mean? Your stories and all of that. But like I said, man, thank y'all, man, for the success we having. Like I said, man, taking over the world from the house, man. Straight up, you know what I mean? We wasn't playing. We said taking over the world from the house. You know what I mean? Our impact is being felt. You know what I mean? Straight up, you know what I mean? Can't nobody tell us not. You know what I mean? We got, man, there's people switching up, doing everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Trying to do whatever they can now. And people can't say that ain't because of us. Even though people don't say our name in public, trust me, everybody's saying our name in private, so... You know what I mean? Some of this stuff is getting back to us behind the scenes. Like I said, they don't say our name in public, but best believe we the talk in town in private.
Yeah.
So, like you said, man, but let me thank y'all, man, for all the love and support y'all been giving us, man. Some of the numbers is unreal, man. Like I said, man, that million views in a day, man, I can't thank y'all enough for that. I can't, man. That still blow my mind. Like, I know we ain't, because, I mean, that just mean a lot to me. You know what I mean? We ain't Kai or, you know, Mr. Beast or somebody where that just come like it ain't no thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's expected. So, man, just thank y'all, man. You know, it's a wrap for this one. I ain't got no more to say about this one.
Definitely, man. We appreciate y'all. You know what I mean? Stay locked in, man. You know what I mean? We got a lot in store. You know what I mean? We do go live on YouTube. We plan on in the future going live on our social medias. ISO with his Instagram and the gram, you know what I'm saying? Earning ISO Instagram. So, you know, stay locked in.
Yeah. So, you know, y'all can, I know, you know what I mean? I gotta get better with being consistently posting on there.
Yeah.
I don't know if in the future that I might have somebody else handle that for me. So I might be looking for somebody else to handle my social media for me. Because, I mean, I be doing so much, man. I be running around so much. I just be forgetting every time, man. I might, you go weeks and don't post nothing.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So I do know I got to get more active on that. Now, yeah. I mean, the Instagram is ISO since, what is it, 2022?
Yeah.
ISO since 2022. So, you know, I get better at that, or I have somebody start running that for me to where I can, you know what I mean? I mean, I could be on there too, but I have somebody constantly post, because there's just times I'll just be just forgetting to post on there. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Because I mean, I'm having so much going on, like I said, and I mean, we do so much more on this joint. I'm forgetting, I ain't even, I might go a whole week and don't even get on my Instagram. I don't even get on it.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I mean? Because we doing so much on here, then. You know, I got some stuff lined up where people want to do some shows, some episodes with me. So now I'm about to get back on that. Now I'm gonna get my brother back on here, the expansion team. I got my youngest brother. He wants to start getting on here too. So I'm gonna start having him on here. You know, and a couple of my homegirls. They want to get on here. So you know, we gonna start. Let me start really recording more, you know what I'm saying? So, and then now we're doing the lives now. So, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff we can do with the lives and all that type of stuff, too. So, I kind of like the lives, even though they got to where we can't really interact with y'all too much. A comment or two will get through, but most of y'all that's writing comments, it's not getting through.
I feel you.
But, yeah. You know, still, it ain't stopping us, because y'all still supporting us and watching us anyway. So, you know, just thank y'all for that, man. So, you know, I'm pretty much done with this one.
Nah, you're right. Definitely, man. You know what I mean? Excuse me. Hey, man, stay tuned, because like I said, we got a lot in store. And I mean, you know, as we grow, I gotta get better with the Instagram too, because we will move on to another phase. And then I'm trying to research that to get that right, because right now we doing live. So I'm researching that. Is there other things that we want to, you know what I mean, other platforms we want to entertain? So I just be looking into that, man. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll get back, because I know a couple of y'all was like, damn, you ain't dropping short in a minute. I'm going to get back to being consistent with it, man. But, you know, once I get into something, man, I'm trying to figure out how we can get in there, how to jump in that space and, you know what I mean, create the lane for ourselves. But we appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all again. Thank y'all. We out of here, man. Peace.